Okay, let's start. Nafkuf Chesan Beis. The Gemara spoke about yesterday. Omar Rava, Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Cheiris La Yotza, Yotza Shason Chai. Let's start from there. Let's go from the third line. Third line from the top. Shason Bevasachas. Okay, third line from the top. A person drinks all four cups of wine in one shot. One, two, three, four. No delay. What's the halacha? Shason v'asachas yotza, yotza. Hishkem hem lubonav lubnei beis, so yotza. Okay, that's the end of the braisa. Okay, really you have to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. We view each halacha one at a time. Okay, shason chai yotza. We learned in the braisa, if a person drinks the wine raw. What do we mean raw? Without any dilution. What is the law? Yotza, Amarava, Yide Yain Yotzi, the Cheris La Yotzi, Yotzi, the Yain, meaning Yotzi, the Mitzvah of Dalad Kaisa Shal Yain, but you're not Yotza, Yide Cheris. Because Cheris requires you to drink wine which is enjoyable. If the wine is raw, you have not diluted the wine is too strong to drink, that's not called Cheris Lo Yotzi, the Cheris. Next halacha. Shason Vasachas, if you drink all four cups of wine in one shot, you don't drink them at the different points in the Seder. You don't drink one cup, Kiddush, one cup before you Shulchan Aruch, and after the Haggadah, the second cup, after benching, and the fourth cup after the end of the Seder.
No, it's the third cup at benching.
The third cup at benching and the fourth cup at the end of Nir, it's at the end of Hallel. So let's say you don't do that, but instead you drink all four cups in one shot. So it says in the Braisa, Shesun Vasachas, what's the loch? Rav Amar, Rav Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yoytza Yidei Yayin. Now, it was a very strange halach. What do you mean Yidei Yayin? Look at the Rashbam. Yidei Yayin Yotza, what does that mean? Mishum Simchas Yomtev. If you drink four cups of wine in one shot, Yoytza Yidei Simchas Yomtev, Yidei Arbo Koysoy Slo Yotza. Certainly not going to be Yoytza in Cheres. Okay, so that's next halacha. Hishka mehen lebadav lebeis. Let's say you don't drink the entire cup. Yatsa amar Nachman bar Yitzchak b'hu de ishte ruba de kasa. Provided you drink at least the roiv. If this word comes from the sugi, you must at least drink roiv revi, roiv kais, in order to be yitzel din. If you have a situation where you have the kais is revi, it's exactly what revi is, and you drink roiv, so you're really doing two things in one shot. You're drinking roiv revi, and you're drinking roiv kais. Where do you have the shayl? The big shayl is when you have a cup that's much more than revi. Let's say you have a cup that's six ounces. So that's mamish almost a double revius, and you drink. So then, is there a mitzvah upon you to drink roiv kais? So the bigger your kais, the more of an obligation you have to mahader to drink ruba de kasa. Because look at the gemara says ruba de kasa. So you'll assume ruba de kasa is a situation where the cup is exactly one revius. So when you drink roiv de kais, you drink roiv revius. Is that really what pshat in the gemara is? Does that mean to say that when the kai is going to be less than, the kai is going to be to a double revi, it's the only mechuyev to drink a fraction of the cup, and what is the only thing where revi is? So maybe when the person makes a cup that's very, very large, you're putting yourself into a difficult situation where you have an obligation to drink the majority of the kai. Let's see the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Avli de Abakais lo yatsa, the kulon chashuvim kikais rishon lo yatsa. A person drinks all four cups of wine, going back to the previous Lashon Gemara. If a person drinks all four cups of wine in one shot, so yatsa yidei the four cups. Yoytze yidei simchas yomtiv, but you're not yoytze the four cups. The kulam chashuvim kais rishon will yoytze. We consider all four cups in one cup below yoytzer. V'tzarch lohavi oyt shloisha kais soy sal haseder. Okay, next Rashbam. Tzarch shiye bochen kais kidei revis. Kaloymar bochol echad viach kidei. That's right in the Gemara. Fine. Meisvei. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to Kasha. Dal kais salolu tzarch shiye bochen kidei revis. Echad chai v'yechad mazuk, echad chodesh v'yechad yashan. So what do you see? We see over here, look at the Rashbam. Sarshay b'chad k'dei revi'yis k'loymar b'chol echad v'yechad k'dei revi'yis loik. Echad chai, tzarch revi'yis, debatsim revi'yis l'choshev shesia, k'naf k'lo mikol mashkasher yishase, v'yechad mazuk, shohoyu b'y v'yechad mazuk, shohoyu b'y roi v'ar revi'yis yayin, v'shloyu shavim ma'im l'chavi b'yin kula revi'yis. Right, so what exactly is the Gemara you're saying with this line? I'm a little bit confused. I'm sorry, let me just see what's over here in the parish. The Gemara says, when you drink the four cups of wine, shir vias becholkais, echon chai v'echon mazuk, bein him hayayin chai, bein him hum mazuk, whether the wine is raw or whether it's diluted, you must have at least in the cup a revius. Okay, and what does that mean? What in Rashbam, so let me just see clear over here. The yain chai tzaruch revius, shepachos merevius ein and achsheves shesia. Okay, Rashbam. The term is Hashem, the hechem sin of Chazal shdoshu darsh zu. Okay, right. So basically means you always have to have, all it says over here is, Dalit Koisai Salolu Tsar Shihei Bukhem Kide Revius. Echot Chai. If you choose to drink raw wine, go right ahead. No one's holding you back. But make sure you have in your cup of wine, in your cup you have at least a revius. V'yachad mazuk. If you don't want to drink raw wine, so go right ahead. You could have diluted wine. But make sure that you have a combination of raw with water, a total of a revius. Echad chadosh v'yachad yashan. Whether it's new wine or it's old wine. In other words, wine which will intoxicate. Rashbam says yashan she'ein. Okay, different types of quality wines. Rashbam pointed that sometimes new wines don't have much flavor because it takes time for the wine to ferment, to develop a taste. Sometimes old wine loses its flavor. Rabbi Hudoy Mer, Sarich Shehei by Tam Umara Yain. You must have Tam Yain. What does it come to exclude? Chodosh V'yashan. Sometimes when it's new, there is no flavor. Sometimes when it's old, that's another issue. Old, diluted, and not diluted, that's another issue. But according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't make a difference. According to the Tanakhama, as long as what you are drinking is a product of the vine, Yoyitse Yidei Chayvase. According to Rabbi Huda, not necessarily. If what you are drinking does not have tam yayin because it's old and it has soured, or because it's too fresh, and sometimes if it's very, very fresh, there is no flavor of wine, lo yotza. Okay, so basically all we have is leitzei halacha, you must have a revius of yayin. Now what's the Gemara's kasha? It says we mentioned here in passing kidei revius. It says here that you have to have kidei revius, meaning even if it's raw wine. And what did you say? V'ata marta, if you want to be yoytze, yidei choy v'ascherus, it must be v'ata marta kois yofeh. So what's the steer? Look at the Rashbam. Ketoni mios, l'chol echad v'echad, you have to have revius, v'ata marta kidei bezigas kois yofeh, l'chol echad v'echad, v'sal kadaitach, v'shmei shirim hein. So the Gemara in the Hamin assumes that this shear of mezigas kois yofeh is a different shear than the shear revius. When we started this price on the very, very top of the page, if you go back to the top of the Amud, Amud Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Arba koisoi salolu tzorech sheyehei bohem kidei mezigas kois yofeh. So I translated these words to mean, yes, so you must have a revius, and a revius has to be diluted. You have raw, and you have water, and the proportion is three parts water, one part wine. So I already told you the magic number, but all this must add up to a revius, which is in modern numbers between 2.9 ounces and 5 ounces. Now here in this brisa does not use the same terminology. It says it must be a revius. So the Gemara assumes at this point in time that kidei mezigas kois yofeh is not the same thing as a revius. There are two separate shiurim. So we have a stira. Now the Gemara is not giving us what it means kidei mezigas kois yofeh. We don't know what that shiur is. In some it's a different shiur. It's a larger amount of shiur. Maybe it's 6 ounces, whatever it is. But it's not the same. So Amri, they said in the Beis Medrash, it's a very simple solution. It's just a matter of semantics. Terminology. Amri, Idi, the Idi, Chachi, Uhu, they're both exactly the same thing. This concept of Mzikas Kosyofa and Revius are the same thing, sure. Magdi Mzikas Kosyofa, the Gomel Lucholech, the Yachod, the Havilu, Kulu Revius, you dilute it, when you dilute it, the Shir is going to be Revius. Now, when I read the Emer, the Gomel goes right in the Braisa, so Shebek, Tam, and Mare, you have to have Tam and Mare. Omar, of my time, of Rabbi Yehuda, what do you have to have? Mare, what do you have to have the Mare, the red wine? The Chassid says, "Al tere yayin ki yisadam." Don't look at wine. Don't look at the redness of wine. Just because wine is red, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Don't look at wine because it's red. Don't be fooled by appearance. But what do we learn? Don't be fooled by appearance. Just because by appearance it looks red, who says it really tastes like wine? Al tere, do not look yayin ki yisadam. Do not look at the redness of wine. So what do we learn incidentally from this pasuk? That wine has a reddish hue. Yisadam is red. Odoim. Well, how do you know you don't want to go through red light? Vayomer Edoim. Vesavarbi. Vayomer Edoim. Edoim Moshe Esen Kui pass through. So Vayomer Edoim. Loi Savarbi. Edoim means red. Edoim says, don't go through me. So if you go through red light, you even miss their eyes. Someone is no longer alive. He told me that he once, years ago, many, many years ago, of Aaron Collar, he used to take a Aaron Collar. He used to drive him around. He used to drive him around to raise money for Chinuch Lechatzmoy, and he told him this joke. So he told this to Rav Aaron, Aaron Collar. He told him this joke. But you don't have to solve me. Rav Aaron chuckled. So then he said to me, he can't believe he had the chutzpah to talk like that to Rav Aaron. He didn't appreciate who he was at the time, Rav Aaron. He was taking around. It was many, many years ago. You don't talk to a gadol b'Torah, a gadol klal Yisrael. You tell him jokes. You don't talk to gadolim like that. Okay,
but Rabbi, again, I don't know if it's true that when he used to go through the tolls, he was very mocked.
Not to go through the human beings. Koy should you have? Some have a hakpod that for some of the koysos you should have glass koysos, so you should see the redness. I'll tell you. So some have a pshara. The first kois they use a silver becher, a still for the kishal kiddush, and then for the dalal koysos they have at least one of the koysos they use a glass kois in order to altera, because you should have, there's an inyan, you should see the redness. It's not shakash, because if you look at the, even a silver kois, you look at the top of the kois, you could see that it's red. Or if you have a wide kois, so then you're able to see the redness. But there is such a thing, I think by certain Hasidim, certain rabbis, there is such a thing that at least one of the koysos they do have a glass because of this pasuk altera ki yisadam. So let me see a kash. Why then by chasna? It's unheard of. It's unheard of for the caterer to serve red wine by the chasna. Chasna is white wine. Under the chuppah, yes. Because it shouldn't stay in the gown. Yeah. If chas was shown, the wine spills in the gown, it's all over. But it's an amazing thing, at the kach, that you would think by chas, everything is so symbolic, everything is so important, and it's by a seid zakpada, al tere yain ki yisadam. There's something to it. There's something to red wine. Yeah?
For some reason, again, I was always... how do you call it? That red shows chavis. White? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But
red. I'm about to say that's why you need red wine, because red.
The dam also. The red
it's
is
more
the dam.
It's royal.
Dam sardekin. It's royal. Okay.
Yeah,
but it's more. It's more
white
to it.
I'm sure if you talk to the big experts,
they'll tell you that there are certain milas that white wines have, that red wines no. There's no mila white wine over red wine. I'm sure there's some chachma. What? Taste? Different type of taste?
They leave the peels in the wine when it's fermented.
Different types of grapes. Why different types of grapes? Why? There are different color grapes. Not every grape is red.
Yeah.
They're all different
varieties. Musket.
Said before he was nifty, called in all his sons.
Who?
Reina Herzog said he called in all his sons to his meat there, and said, you should know you can still make a good Saturn wine from a kind of good grape.
That was his dying words.
Remember Lipschitz wine?
No.
Remember Lipschitz wine? There used to be wine called Lipschitz wine. You know, the head of the one person I ran it was from Vienna, Gala. So my father knew Mr. Lipschitz from that, from Wien. See, there was a joke.
Story,
that,
I know.
You know the story? He left over Tzavo. He says, Treubin kemenachim nachen van.
What does that mean?
Oh, from grapes, Treubin.
Yeah.
You could also make the wine, because there's so much sugar and so much, you know, the wine's not the wine.
He says, I was once davening in Vienna.
Yeah.
And it was Simchas Torah. They were making Abdullah.
Yeah.
And he used to put out a good display of grapes.
Mr. Lipschitz.
Hasha Lipschitz.
Hasha Lipschitz, yeah.
So they said that we don't have enough wine, so we'll add a little bit of water. He came running from the back of the basement. Mir tun ist der Anlass in kein Eintrop Wasser. Alle die Wasser, was mir mega ranleigen, ich hab schon herangeleigt.
We ready, we went to the limit. We went to the limit. Weite. Trabar, akol chayavim, bebar kaisas, halala, nanu halacha. Akol chayavim, maybe the limit rush over here. Let's go weiter. Let's see the Rashbam over here says, okay? Idi v'idi chad shiuhu kreim mizikas kos yofa hain rebiyas. Let's say, Tirutsu, v'loy v'loy mar. Shaloshan shmuel loshan abrais echorem. Chodei mizikas kos yofa, dekama shmuel hain roi v'ar rebiyas yayin, kdei shimzikin v'yam min al rebiyas kdei b'amoyt yayin. Kei nira shita b'einai v'ikor. Okay, like I told you, the same exact shir. Then he brings down from Rabbeinu Perish, l'choy this first to Rashi, his grandfather. Shekach makshah gemor the sakdai techad the shmuel the kamar v'yis yayin v'yis bein kulon u'braisa the kamar l'chol echad v'yechad. And the braisa, the kash is braisa kamar l'chol echad v'yechad. So the steer is you only need a v'yis all four together. In other words, how much do you drink for each dal kaisis? A mashu. What's a quarter of a quarter? If a revius is a revius, let's make believe it's 4 ounces. Okay, lu yitzu, 4 ounces. Okay, that's in the middle, right? A revius between 3 and 5. L'choy, right? You go look at all the different measurements. L'choy, the mainstream is 3 and 5. So what's the middle? 4 ounces. So when it says that for dalu koisos, it says in one brisa you need 4. What does it mean? Total of 4. So how much do you drink for each kois? A schnapps cup.
Right.
How much is in the schnapps cup? An ounce. Right. 1 ounce. So each of the dal kaisas only has to be 1 ounce. That's what it says in the second brisa. And the first brisa says, kedim zikas kos yofe. Each one of the 4 kaisas itself must equal 4 ounces. That's a big stira. So we have according to the Rashbam and the Gemara, the smallest share for each kais is 4. But the first prize says mezigas koisiofa, which sounds like 6, 7, 8, who knows what. Oh, stira. No, whoever told you mezigas koisiofa means 6, 7, 8? It means 4, like revius. Finish, endig, weiter. According to Rashi, that's not the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, it says revius is in total a revius, which means each one is going to be 1 ounce. But the prize says mezigas koisiofa means that each one is going to be 4. So what's the answer? The Tirus Hagemara, the Shmuel Nami Kamal Chalech Aviach and the Chanami. When Shmuel said revius, Shmuel didn't mean in total a revius, which means each cup is going to be an ounce. He means the Zolbazach. He means each one should be 4 ounces. The Koshli V'Halay Brayis Astomach Katoni Tzach Shiebohen Diglev Rishnami Diben Kulan Kama. He doesn't like the Rashbam because that's what it means over here when it says Mezikas Koisiofa. So maybe when the Brayis says Mezikas Koisiofa, means the same thing. It means 4 ounces. And take the 4 ounces and break it up into 4 parts. Each cup is now. So why, according to this Mahalach in the Rashi, and the Gemara's the original stira is in the amount. Is it a total of 4 altogether, or is it each cup is a 4? Why is it more pashut that the second brisa is mashma altogether than the first brisa? It's the same exact terminology. But according to the way the Rashbam learns from the Gemara, it's no kash, because he learns yofeh means 6, 7, whereas Revius means 4 ounces. Okay, so then you have Ventaka, you have a stira. And the answer is you have to loosely translate Mezikas Koisiof also means 4 ounces. Okay, that's what the Rashbam says. Let's now go, then it goes Al Tera Yayin, Al Tachmoit. Okay, the Rashbam types where, what is Al Tera? Do not have a desire, like the Aseres Hadibra, Slois Sachmoit. Yisroed. The Yisroged bo ki Yisadom, because it's red. Don't get carried away. Don't lust after Yom because of the redness. Ah, you see, it's like packaging. You go into the store, like you ever see these advertisements in these glossy newspapers, in the Ami and Mishpacha magazine. Unbelievable, these advertisements are amazing. These advertisements, they're better than the real thing. So don't. Aki Yisadam Nichlal Diyayinami Mare Boy V'taymanami Boy K'demazal Shlodol Hishtake Boy. And the reason is because we don't want you to get a drink. Okay. So now let's go to the next Shulgamot. Tanabanon, we have to full on Shunabade, Makol Chayom, Yerba Kaisas, Halalu Echad Anoshim, Yechad Noshim, Yechad Tinekos, everyone is Chayim, even children. Hear me? Even children, look at the Rashbam, Shagam, Hin, Nigol, they also be redeemed. The Gemara Sakash, really, Amar Behudu, Vahimat, Tayelas, Yesh, Latinokos, Beyain. Ridiculous. The part of the mitzvah. So what do you do then? So here comes Ella, Mechalkamim, Kaloyos, Yagoyzim. The better thing is to give the children, the kindalach, nuts. Kaloyos, Yagoyzim. Kaloyos are, what is Kaloyos? Kali, Mechitim, Yishanim. Mechitim, Kali, what's Kali? Roasted, it's toasted.
Roasted.
Toasted.
Roasted.
Roasted kernels of wheat. Make sure it's not chametz. Kosh lo pesach kloyos ve'goyz nanotz ber pesach. You give this to them on the night of Pesach. Why? Kedei shlo yishnu. They should not fall asleep. Keep them awake. The yishan they should ask. Man nishtana halayla zemikol halilos. Let's give you the Rashbam. Kloyos kolei roasted. Nechitim yisham. All pieces of wheat. All kernels of wheat. I guess it's hard. The chodosh. Why old? Why old? Because chodosh. Chodosh osur. It's already the new year. You're not allowed to eat. They have a serial number. Right? This is chodosh. You're not allowed to eat it. The chodosh osur adayin b'layla harishoyim shal pesach. U'mekoymos yesh b'sofarad. In Sofarad, there are mekoymos. You see over here, it's unbelievable. This is the daf of today, and this is the daf. Today was the patira of Yosef. And isn't this amazing hashkacha? And right away, the first Rashbam, it says here, "Mekoy musyesh b'sofarad shemiyav shemechitim yishanim b'machvas l'gabei or v'ochnu esamal emegoyzim b'kinuach si." They're going to talk about this. See, and then pans b'kinuach suda for dessert. V'pira beinu shmul hachosid. See, there's an amazing. The first Rashbam on the page on today, the Petira of Rav Avi Yosef, is about the minig of sofaradim in Sofarad. Unbelievable. Hashkacha pratas. The Gam Vishnu Matsinu Kloyos Mechitim Yeshan Mishnu Mesachlis Trumais Agav Gerada. It's mentioned as well that when the Mishnah saw Trumas Shetayos Shnafel Lepachas Memei Chulin Temein Tiroim Vitisareif. You have to lift up and you have to burn it. Rabbi Lezoy Mer Btala V'Tachol Nekudim Oy Kloyos. Okay, so I don't know what this Mishnah is. I don't know this Mishnah. I apologize, but you see over there, it's also mentioned in Masechta Perig. It's also mentioned in Masechta Trumas such a thing called Kiloyos. Kiloyos is old kernels, kernels of wheat which have been toasted, been roasted. I don't know why I say roasted, it's toasted. Roasted? What is then toasted? What's the chilik between roasted and toasted? Okay, let's make
it.
Okay, weiter.
Makes it sweet.
Now let me tell you a good drushvart. If you only came for this, it was kedai from the Sar Shalom Shalbels. From the Sar. And Rosh Hashanah, are you allowed to eat nuts?
No.
Why not? Because Ched is gematria egois, even though it's not, even though it's off by one, right? It's off by one, but it's going to be off by one. Ched is also gematria chet. That's the real gematria. That's mamash chet. Ched is mamash chet. We're not allowed to egoism because. So what shot? So now on Pesach, you're giving the egoism to the kindlach. How could it be that in Rosh Hashanah you don't give them nuts because it's chet, and on Pesach you give them nuts? The teretz is. Rosh Hashanah, Zedoinois Nase Kishkagos. It's Tshuva Meira. Namely, even though it's Tshuva, the Chatoim are still Shkagos. But on Pesach, Tshuva Meava. Namely, Zedoinois Nase Kizuchuyos. So the same nuts that you withhold from the family members on Rosh Hashanah, you take those, you know, it's not just time you're giving them nuts. You're giving them the same nuts. Yeshanim, the old ones. that were on the table in Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you have the nuts. When are we going to eat the nuts? Pesach. We're going to save them for Pesach. Because Rosh Hashanah, they're still Yashan. That's from last year, the Yashan. We're going to save for Pesach. Because, well, not egos.
It comes from the plain nuts on
Yashan. Plain nuts on when? On Pesach. On Pesach, because you have a lot of nuts. Well, that's not the reason, because in ancient times there was no such thing as chocolate, and there was no such thing as Oberlanders, and Stearns. What are the big cake companies today? They didn't have kosher Pesach products years ago. So what do you eat on Pesach? Nuts. So who's the kids don't eat the nuts? How many else can you eat already? You get nauseous. So you play with nuts. That's how it came about, playing with nuts. People used to buy these large, I remember my grandma, used to buy these large containers. What else did you eat? There was nothing to eat in those days. What they would do was, what's that called? Those cakes, shiks. They don't exist those days. They don't exist. This is a nice Zach, weiter. Kloyes, we go to Pesach, this is a Yishon, this is a Amal of Rabbi Avikiva. Shohi, in Mechal Kloyes, we go to Tenoikas for Pesach. He gave them, Ere Pesach means the night. It means Lel Pesach. Per Pesach, Kedei Shelo Yishon, Shafol Siv, Yishon, Shafol Siv, Yishon, Shafol Siv, Rabbi Lez Oymer. Choyt ve Matzois, Belele Pesachim. Okay, you steal the Avkom, you choytev. You break the Matzah, Yachatz, and then you put away the bigger piece for later. And what do you do? Chaytfin. Chayt means the children, they grab the mat, they hide the mat. So chaytfin, psachim, b'shul, why? B'shul tinoiko shloyishu, they should not fall asleep. So the whole big shot, they called steal the afikayman. There were many gedolei, so they were very against this, because you don't teach children to steal. You have no hasagda, the impact you make on children, you don't, it's not in of stealing, it's chaytfin. It's a different kind, it's not called stealing the afikayman. What's the blunders of steel of taking the afikoyimin? So unfortunately they say, when did the afikoyimin? Sofain. There are two zmanah for gula. There's be'ita and achishana. If we don't merit, when will Mashiach come? Be'ita. What is sofain? Sofain is when you eat afikoyimin, it's sofain for the future, the very, very end of the Seder. That's when it's going to come if we don't do tshuva. Chaytfin, we try to chap early. Achishana, we chap the matzah, the afikam, before its time in order, before the zman. Chaytfin, this is the matzah, spilom sach, mishul shudina shlo yishu. Tell the rice, amru, lava rabbi akiva, miyamav, lo yomar, higi eis luma, lama, bebes samedrish. He never ever said we have to be mevatel from Seder. Chutz me arvib sachem vi erv yom kippurim. Why? Be'er Pesach b'shul tinoka shlo yishnu. To put the children to sleep. Erev Pesach, he went home in order to put the children to sleep. That's why you have to be mevatel from Seder. Vi'er yom kippurim k'dei sheyachilu es b'neim, to make sure everyone eats. Because erev yom kippurim, it's a mitzvah to eat. It's to eat, therefore everyone should be mekayem the mitzvah of sheyachilu es b'neim. Let us see some of the Rashbams. Chaytfin matzah. What is in chaytfin? Magbim esar kar b'shul tinoka shlishal. So I told you means to steal the matzah. Afikoyim. That's not what it means according to the Rashbam. Maybe other Rishonim say this. It means you lift it up. Magbim esar ka'ara. So it's a very important thing not to be lazy, to lift up the ka'ara when you come to matzah zo shana oichal al shoma. You have to lift it up. And it's called chaytfin. Magbim esar kar b'shul tinoka shlishal. To ask. V'yis b'farish chaytfin matzah oichal maher. Eat it very quickly. Why? Actually, very quickly. I shouldn't fall asleep. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not exactly sure why you eat it very quickly. What's the lumdus? Eat it very quickly. Let me see what it's over here. What does it say over here? Choyt matzos. Blilibs. Choyt matzos. Misalkim matzos. Miad miratinoikos. Ach, beshul shlo yechlotinoikos. There's no interpretation here. Okay, let's go by it. He has no interpretation. The linear, we're coming to it. Okay, let's go by it. The yistim afar sheichayt matz oichlem maher v'shnei l'shanes halol l'peirish rabbeinu. The yeshgarsim some agores mitzvois. Not chayt matz. Look at the original girsa. Look at the girsa of the Rashbam, the first girsa. Matzah. Chayt matzah. What is in our Gemara? Al Gemara says, Chaytvim mitzvois. Mitzvois. Now look at the Bach. The Bach says, Chaytvim matzah. So the Bach changes it from mitzvois to matzah. And the Bach says, Bushul's not sure of Nirbi and Elev Leferish Kama Dirash Loy Garcino Lok. A different source than matzois or matzah. Mitzvois matzah. But he believed near Chaytvim, Vieshkar says mitzvois. What are the mitzvois? Pesach matzah maror. Magbim esakar v'sheyesh ba. What?
So what is chaytu?
It means to raise, to lift. It means same idea. To lift up. The mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs? The matzah and the morar. The ishkosim mitzvahs. Magvinas akar sheyeshba matzah umorar ubeis tavshilin. One is connected to Pesach. One is connected to the chagiga. The linira. Chayfim is salkin. Okay, chayfim means to remove. We move from the children. What happens? Only children, it says, happens to them, not adults. That's what it says. If you eat a little bit, what happens? You fall asleep. I guess we're all children. Is that what happens? When you eat a little bit, you fall asleep. So therefore, don't let the kinderlach eat, because they're going to fall asleep. They're not going to ask the manishtana. Avlachshav, kishachayb mehem lo yishnu. Now that we're going to take away the food from them, they're not going to fall asleep. They're going to ask. Kiloy ma lo yishnu kidei shloy ochlu kidei savon. They're not going to sleep because they have not eaten their full. They're not satisfied. Therefore, they're not going to fall asleep. Therefore, they're going to ask the manishtana. The yishalu kishayiru hashinuyim shnoisim ha. You grab the matzah away from the children, their bread, their supper, they should not fall asleep. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even if he only ate a small amount, he dipped one radish or one little thing in the dip, grab away the bread, goizlin. So it means, we steal the children's food. Not like we translate today that the children steal the afikom. We, the adults, steal their food. They should not fall asleep. The whole world is an oilam hafach.
Why don't we just say
to take away?
Why do we have to use the word?
I guess when it comes to children, children have a sense of entitlement. When you feel you take away something from them, their world comes to an end. Children live in a different world.
They think it's stealing.
It's amazing how they machshir, their little world. You ever watch a child? They play games. They imagine things. They're living in a different world. And you take away their toys, you destroy their world of reality. So when they have on their table, an adult, he takes away your food. All right, so I took away your food, so you saved me some heartburn. I won't have to take Tums tonight. Give me a toiva. But a child, you take away his food, it's his reality. It's his world. So I guess it's a stronger expression. Look, I'm just saying drush now. I guess it was called choyfin. So it says, klema goizlin. Okay? So we live in an oilam hafach. The Gemara says, chaytim matzah, we steal the children's food. Now, what does that mean? The children steal our food. That's how it's translated in the modern world. V'rabbeinu perish, shkein ikar, oyslam haloshen, oyshna haloshen, shepirashi, chaytim mimaharin. Rabbeinu learns, chaytim means quickly, eat quickly. Since Rabbi Kiva was the last one to say this, I'm not sure what he means here. Rabbi Kiva, say there, terem yishnu. Same idea. He explains what it means. Mamarin means eat quickly. Eat quickly so that the children will ask. Which seems to indicate it doesn't mean to eat. It means choytvin matzah means you should quickly get up to the part of the seder where you eat the matzah. How do you quickly get there? Do not delay. Start the seder as early as you can and move things along so the children will not fall asleep and they'll ask the questions before they fall asleep.
They ask the questions much earlier.
Well, we do it today. I mean, yeah, it's true. I guess so. That's why we do it. I mean, we do it. Everything today is done after the Gemara told us this, right? Talmud Chazal, it appears that it wasn't as formal as it was today. Things were more drawn out, and the children had to ask on their own. It wasn't, they didn't have a Haggadah. It was different. I don't know exactly, okay, but that's what Gemara says. Okay, next Rashbam. Rabbi Akiva would never say, would never give vacation, except Erev Pesach, Yom Kippurim, Mechusim, Erev Pesach, Mekdesh, Yishnu, Esat Hinoikos, to put the children to sleep, B'yoim, V'lo B'layla, B'shas HaGada, Inami, Kishim, Akim, and Alayla, Liach, Rach, Echshach, Yishnu, Matinoikos, to put the children to sleep, or not to start to say there too late, to make sure you're home early to start to say as soon as possible so the children will be awake when the Seder begins. Now, so what do you say in this Gemara? That you always should have yeshiva, which means there's no such thing as summer vacation, there's no such thing as having vacation Chol HaMoed, there's no Ben Hazmanim. There's a Maaser Rapam. Rapam, Zechzal Levrach, they once asked him, the entire Das, they wanted to have yeshiva Chol HaMoed. Sitting by the modern, they have yeshiva Chol HaMoed. Oh, we have yeshiva Chol HaMoed. So they wanted in the yeshiva to have yeshiva Chol HaMoed. So Rapam said, no, you can't. Why? So he said, Be'emes is a great idea. Keep the kids off the street. But what you pay the Rebbeim.
What?
But for what you pay the Rebbeim, it's not fair the Rebbeim needs some vacation. So you give vacation, Chol HaMoed has nothing to do with the children. It has to do with the Rebbeim are entitled to some vacation. You should know for a fact, in a lot of schools they have yeshiva Chol HaMoed, and I spoke to someone who worked for one of these modern day schools where they have yeshiva Chol HaMoed, and he told me the reason we have yeshiva Chol HaMoed is because we have a 3-week midwinter vacation. And because we have, that's the ikkar, we have to have the mid vacation, and we have to show the government that we have enough school days. Where are we going to get enough school days in order to give ourselves a 3-week winter vacation? So we have no choice, we have to have a yeshiva on Chol HaMoed. Just because you hear, oh, yeshiva, they're so much better.
School on Sunday.
Just because you hear this yeshiva on Chol HaMoed, it doesn't mean it's Lashma. It's because we have to have enough days of in order to work things out. What? That's nice. Okay, that's nice. All right. Okay, let's go weiter. Next Gemara, you have to give symbol to your family, your children, how do you give joy to your family? With wine. Okay, so, men, there are things that men like. How do you give simcha to women? In Bavel, you buy colored clothing. The Eretz Yisrael, the big day, pishtan linen. Okay, linen is white. In Eretz Yisrael, women wore white garments. Meguatsa means pressed. Linen is very delicate. In order for it to look nice, it has to be pressed. Because if you don't press linen, then right away it creases. So when Eretz Yisrael, women came to Yom Yomtif, they wore white garments. And that was a very big simcha to come to shul, to come to socialize with a new white garment. In Babel, they wore color garments. Fight. Tanya, eating meat of a korban. Okay, right, there is no, let's see Rashi, Anoshim, Beroy Lochem, Beyayin, Gemara Kamalaf. That's all the Rashi. Okay, now we go to some very hard Gemara. I don't know how much of this Gemara we're going to do Beyin. Let's see, what best that we can do. It's very hard Rashbams. On Rabbi Yitzhak, Kasna. What is a Kasna? Kasna de Morisa. Now, what's Morisa? Morisa is brine, fish brine. If you go into the marketplace, you go into the I don't know what they call it in New York City. There's a commissioner probably for weights and measures. They come to the supermarket, they test your scales, they test your measures. So there was a utensil called a kasta. You know what that is? There's a special, it was a standard government-issued measuring utensil, dimurisa, that was used to measure brine, fish brine, the oil that you extract from squeezing fish, to have a bitsi pire. He havas kemin luga dimikdisha. Guess what? Mazel. Not mazel, maybe it was deliberate. It was exactly the size of a loig. Right? A log. What's a log? A log was. In the basement they had low lugim. Shlishis, they had different measurements of how many lugin of yayin you use for the nesachim. How much a log? So there was exactly. Now, what is a revius? Revius halog. So we drink. What do we have? Revius. We hold between 3 and 5 ounces. So let's see now. The Gemara doesn't have ounces. The Gemara wants to know exactly know how much is a revius halog. So the Gemara says it's very simple. Go to the city called Sipore. Go into the market, ask them for a kasta. It was a standard issue, a standard measure of utensil used for fish brine. This kasta equals exactly a revius. Fill it up to the top and divide it, fill up top and divide liquid into 4 measures, 4 parts. And 1/4 of this kasta will equal exactly a revius. Could you imagine if we had this today, this man hazeh, you would put all the poskim out of business. They would know exactly the shear would be shocking. What exactly is the size of a revius? Is a revius 3 ounces? Is a revius 4 ounces? Is it 5 ounces? Right, the Chavetz Chaim Erez Becher. Chavetz Chaim Becher was small. He wasn't the yoytzer of the Chazon Isher, the Chavetz Chaim. It was like less than 5 ounces, I think. Chavetz Chaim's Becher. Chazon Isher is a much larger shear. Different opinions. Kimin Luga de Mikdash Uban with this measuring cup, Mishad in Revius Shal Pesach, they measure the Revius Shal Pesach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tam Timniyasa Kad Maisa. Now Timniyasa Kad Maisa is another measuring utensil. It's a midah. Okay, it's a name of midah. It's called Tumon v'Uchlo de Mesecha Soita. I don't know what it is. It's just a measuring utensil. It's the name of a measuring utensil. Kad Maisa, I guess the old one, Da'ala B'Tzeria, Havas Yisera Al-Da Riva. It was 1/4 larger than the Kasta of Tzipoire. Uba Mash'arin Revius Shal Pesach. In other words, you take the difference between the two. You take the difference between the two. In other words, you fill it up. That's exactly 1/4 more. So the difference between the two is going to be a revius shel pesach. Let's see the Rashbams. The Rashbam says kisna de marisa mida shemerchem ba hamurias. I guess it was a measuring which they sold the murias. Uba mishar revius shel pesach shemal in oisa. Next Rash Timnasa Mida Vahainu Tuman Vuchla the Mesechta Saita Havisral Da Timnasa Uba Mishan Revishal Pesach Shay Mamalanoisa Mishumi Orin Lusuch Oisa Shel Akshav Achi Hei Malaya. You fill it up and then you pour it out Lusuch Oisa Shel Akshav, in other words, the smaller one. Ad sheyehei maleya, until it's full. Umayim hanesharim b'tumnasa he revius. Now we take the oil and not against the muris, the new one. There was this in Tveria. They had this utensil called the timnoisa. The timnoisa was called the tumen. It's the name of a utensil. The new one, kadmaisa means the old one. The old one was 1/4 larger than the new one. So what do? You have in front of you the old one and the new one. You fill the old one up to the top. You then take it and you pour the contents into the new one. So since the new one is 1/4 less, you're going to have to stop at some point in time. You can have leftover liquid in the old one. The amount of leftover liquid in the old one equals exactly a revius. Since the difference between the old and the new is a revius, the new one is a revius, and the old one is 5/4. So fill up the 5/4, empty it into the 4/4, and then you'll be left with 1/4, which is the amount of liquid is exactly the shear of it. Such a simple technique. The Havitah, how you said, okay, that concludes this shtickle. Next halach, another way to measure. Revi'a Shel Torah. Now this Gemara is a little bit complex. Let's hold on. Revi'a Shel Torah. If you want to measure the volume, we've given over here examples. We've given you the cup that's used for the Murius. We've given you this measurement in cup in Tveria. Let's say, what about for us today, Bizman Hazer? What about us? Hail off from Tav Shanayin Dalit. We don't have this Murius. We don't have this other cup. How do we figure out the measurement of a Revius in our times? Very simple. It's Etzba'ayim, al Etzba'ayim, Berum Etzba'ayim, V'chatzi Etzba, V'chemesh Etzba. It's two fingers, by two fingers. Okay, it's two fingers wide, by two fingers long. Okay, two fingers is not so much. Etzba'ayim al Etzba'ayim, Berum at a height of Etzba'ayim, of two fingers, the Chatzi Etzba, a half a finger, the Chomesh Etzba. That is the shear of Arvi. So it doesn't seem like it's going to be so much. Two, by a height of two, a Chatzi Etzba, and a Chomesh Etzba. So that really comes out to be 4 ounces? I guess so. That's what Chazal say. Kedetanya, where do we have a braisa that explains this halacha? Verachatz b'mayim es kol b'sunah. Now here we're going to a mikvah. Okay, we're not up to yet the revius. We're up to, let's do one example of a mikvah. A person traveling a mikvah. How much water do you need for kosher mikvah? So it's 40 saw. Right, that's Chazal say, 40 saw. How much is 40 saw? V'rochatz es kol, rochatz b'mayim es kol b'sar. Shlo yidav v'choytzeitz bein b'sar l'mayim. So the one makes a drasha kol b'sar. What's mean kol b'sar? Why? You cannot have a chatzitza. You cannot be a chatzitza between your b'sar and the mayim. B'mayim, what's b'mayim? B'mei mikvah. Shlo yidav v'choytzeitz bein b'sar l'mayim. B'mayim, b'mei mikvah. Es kol b'sar. All of your flesh. Mayim shekol gufay oyelabach, and the water has to be enough water where your entire body can immerse in one shot. V'kamahin, what's the amount of water where your entire body can fit in one shot? Amo al amo berum shalosh amos. One amo by one amo by a height of three amos. V'shi'aru chachamim shir me mikva arboim sa. The shear of one amma by one amma by a height of three amos equals exactly 40 saw of liquid. Now, Omar Rav Ashig, let's see if he has the Rashbam. Very, very hard Rashbam. We'll just do the best that we can. Let's see first the Amud Aleph of the bottom. Revi'ah Shal Torah, Kogoyin Revi'ah Tziyayin Shal Nozir. Halach L'moshe Misinai. Revi'ah Dam Haba Mishnei Mesim Denafkla Mikra. If there's a Revi'ah of Dam that comes even from two Mesim, it's Tumas Oihel. The entire oil is Tomei. A nazir needs to bring a revius of shemen for his wafers. So what is the midas chalal akli? The opening of the utensil, biribua square, havi etzba'ayim, oirech, al etzba'ayim roichav, berum etzba'ayim, two, by a height of 2.5 of a finger, v'chatzi etzba, v'chemesh etzba, and a quarter of a finger, umnolon. How do we know this? How do we know
fifth
this?
Or a fifth
of a finger. It's two fingers by two fingers by a height of two fingers, half a finger.
Two and a half plus one fifth?
Right, 2.5, right, two and a half plus 1/5 of like, mimikvah. What do we mean mimikvah? Next Rashbam. Okay, we'll make the calculation in a moment. The time of the bride's brach, it's mayim, it's called b'sar b'mayim, b'mimikvah. Mayim ha-miyuchadim sh'nikvu, it says, have been gathered mitchilul mi'atzma, mid-loiksev b'mayim. It does not say... It says in the pasuk v'rochatz besoroi v'rochatz b'mayim. Since it does not say b'mayim, the diak is the mesorah is to read the pasuk with a patach, b'mayim, not b'mayim. What does that tell us? Midloiksev, since it does not say b'mayim, lamute yeshuvim, it has to be mayim, b'mayim, but the padach is like a hey idea, special water, water that's been collected naturally, not water that has been drawn from a well. The yozl hashta ma'isiv tovel, the lamute yeshuvim, the yozl hashta ma'isiv tovel, if you bring the water here and you tovel, kol b'saroi, midloiksev b'saroi, it says kol b'saroi, ma'ashogufa erlu b'chem, the entire body must be able to immerse in one shot. Shein nire erlu kula yimuchus b'chem, that you have to have, the entire body can fit in one shot, you can't have, you go back and forth, immersing. And how does that come out? A hainu, next Rashbam, now here you have to hold on, okay? We're not going to go through every word of the Rashbam, we're just going to get the gist of what he's saying, do the best that we can. It's extremely difficult. Dahainu amalama brum shalasham, sosha akli moli mayim, shayit bulboyadam. Vishrikacham, the hainu aboim sa. Umindo, so the chazam in the calculation, you want to figure out the number, so you go, you make a square. When it comes to a mikvah, it's going to be 1 by 1 by a height of 3. And when you make that calculation, the Rashbam is not making the calculation for us here, it comes out to a shear of 40 saw. So what do we want to do when it comes? What do we want to do when it comes to a revius? We want to do the same thing. We want to make it into a square. And the way we're going to make a revius to a square is we're going to grow. It's going to result 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos by a height of 2.5 and a fifth of an etzba. Now here we go. Now I'm sure in modern day mathematics there are other very sophisticated ways to make this calculation, to make figure out how much liquid there is. But over here the Rashbam is going to give us a flavor of how mathematics was done in ancient times. Okay, you have a very nice chart here in your art school, I see. Unbelievable chart. I have also a very nice chart over here. Let's do the best that we can do. B'nei alfinon l'rviyah shal Torah. Ketzat. Chalkeu mitchilo kulo rumoi. Rumoi shal mikvah sholosh amos. So first we're going to analyze, we're going to the mikvah. Okay, first we're going to do the mikvah. Okay, one thing at a time. We have to do the mikvah before we get to a revius. We gotta get a mikvah. One thing at a time. Hope we don't have enough time over here. Keta. Chalgeh mitchilulukumkulumulumai. Rumai shal mikvah sholosh amos tahainu shmonis etvachim. Okay, the erst zachis. What's the height of a mikvah? 3. It's 1 amma by a height of 3 ammas. How many tefachim are there in an amma? How many tefachim are there in an amma? How many?
Six.
6, 12, 18. 6, 12, 18. 6. That's the first thing. There are 6 tefachim.
6 by 18 tefachim.
6 by 6 by 18 tefachim. Now, what we're going to do is, now, what is a tefach? A tefach is 4 fingers. Correct?
A tefach is four fingers.
What we're going to do is, we're not going to divide, we would like to slice, make believe we have over here a sitter. We're going to, so you would very easily like to take out, again, it's going to be 1 amma, make believe the sitter is square, no it's not, make believe it's square, so it's 1 by 1 by a height of 3. So one, we want to go first, divide it into tefach. So what would be the ideal thing to do? Take 18 sidurim. Give me another sitter, right? Give me what would you like. The ideal thing to do is to take 18 of these. Because 6 of these makes 1 amma. Another 6 makes another amma. Another 6 makes another amma. So it'd be very, an amma has how many tefachim? 6 tefachim. So it'd be very ideal. We want to take this thing very, very, very tall. They want to slice it into tefachim. So ideally, we would like to slice it into 18 tefachim and walk away with amma by an amma by a height of a tefach. But we're going to make things much more complex. Instead of slicing this tower, which is amma by amma, 6 and 18, and slicing into a tefach, we're going to slice it not into 18 tefachim, but into 16 tefachim. Ooh! Instead of slicing into 18, it's 16. Now if we're going to slice it into 18. 2 tefachim are being left out. So what are we going? of those two tzvachim, we're going to have to take a little bit of each one of those two tzvachim and add it to each one of the 16. Now, how many etzba'os are there in two tzvachim? Eight. Eight. How many slices do we have?
16.
So how much extra do we have to give each slice? I have to give a half. We got to give a half etzba. One more time. At least we get this, we'll be kedat. We're starting with the mikvah. I'm going to work all the way down until we get to the reviyas halayk. A mikvah is one amma by one amma by a height of three ammas. An amma is six tefachim. Ideally, we would like to slice this into sections to work with. Ideally, we would like to slice into an amma by an amma by a tefach. But we can't do that. Instead of slicing it into nice 18 slices, we're going to slice it into 16 slices. Now, if we're slicing, we have two leftover slices. How big is each slice? Each slice is a tefach. How big is a tefach? Four fingers. So how many fingers worth do we have? Eight. We have eight fingers. Right? We have eight fingers. What? We have eight fingers.
Which one is going to be?
Eight fingers. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. I have two slices left over, right? Two slices left over. Each slice is four fingers. Four plus four equals eight. How many slices do we have here? 16. 16. I have to take these two and distribute it equally among the 16. If I have eight fingers, and I have 16 slices, I have to divide my eight fingers into 16 half fingers and give each slice a half a finger. So how much?
A tefach and a finger.
Exactly. A tefach and a half a finger. That's what we're going to remain with at this point in time. Now, we're out of time. And we have to build upon that, saved by the bell. And now we have to build. So that's the first step. The first step is each slice is an amma by an amma by a height of a tefach and a chatzi etzva. That's step number one. Now then the Rashbam proceeds to go down more and more and more into small amounts until we get to a log. And then we get to a log, we can figure out what exactly will be the measurement of a chatzi log, which will be two fingers by two fingers, a half a finger, and a fifth of a